Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome to the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this Tuesday. Pre-show brought to you by Baird Brothers Fine Hardwoods. Colin Dunlap alongside Josh Miller, Jim Colony. He's here as well. Producer Matt, he's doing his job. Good morning to you, Josh. How is everything?
Everything's good. Can't complain. Little 18-year anniversary dinner last night. Met up with your boy over at Jimmy Wan's.
Nice.
Go there weekly. But belly up at the bar, some sushi, some wine. Wake up at 3:51 and come here and hang out. All's good. How are you doing?
Great. Congratulations. Did you see young Jimmy Wan?
He was not there yesterday, but
okay.
I see him all the time.
Did he?
Super, super human being.
Young Jimmy Wan is not afraid to have on like a $12,000 suit every time you see him.
No doubt about that. And he'll tell you just got done working out.
Yes. And young Jimmy Wan of the Wan family, not to be confused with Mr. Wan, old Jimmy Wan, who's not old, but he's just older Jimmy Wan, who's generally at the Fox Chapel location.
Mm-hmm.
Young Jimmy Wan looks like he just stepped out of a Hong Kong designer magazine, off the cover of it.
Correct.
Like $6,000 shoes, $12,000 suit. It's
absolutely.
Just like this guy is
uh-huh.
bang.
Absolutely.
I don't
remembers
know.
Your name, shakes your hand, he gets it. He gets it.
Gets it as a restaurateur.
Uh-huh.
It's like a movie when you see him.
Absolutely is.
Yeah, good
super,
guy.
Super guy.
A schoolmate of my brother's at Shadyside Academy, young Jimmy Wan. Good, 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 good guy. And their food is
fantastic.
Did you see, and this didn't happen at Jimmy Wan's. Did you happen, because it would never happen there, I don't think. Did you see floating around the internet last week, the sushi in Tokyo, and someone took a picture of it, a video of it, and it was still moving.
No,
and they wondered if it was supposed to happen. Okay, so it was the roll, right? And so there's
That's
the
fresh.
Rice. Yeah, so there's the rice, and it's wrapped in the fish. And they're like, wow, is that fish? And the fish was just really just moving a little. And so they kept the video, and it was definitely moving some. What would you do?
I would dip it in soy. Throw it down.
If it was moving still?
Absolutely.
I probably would. But I don't think it was meant. It was just a roll. So, like, did it still have muscles that were reacting?
That's all.
Well,
that's all it was.
It's definitely fresh, though. Like, you got to give
Can't
it to
argue
them
with
there.
That.
Yes. Oh. I just think, like, I wonder where Jimmy Wan gets his suits. Because, I mean, that kid is, and I call him a kid, he's probably, let's see, he's probably 35 years old, 33 years old.
Doesn't age, though.
Yeah, I bet he's like 33 or 35 years old. I mean, he is clean.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you see, and you know what else he has? He's got the haircut that's going to be in next year.
Yes, that's absolutely true.
If you're like, what's Jimmy Wan
a
doing with his
flow.
Hair?
Yeah, perfect.
What's he got going on with his uh-huh. hair? It's a little strange. And then next year, everybody got it.
No doubt about
okay.
that. Accurate.
All right. I had some. Oh, my beard. Thoughts here. I'm thinking of shaving it all the way off today or tomorrow.
Please tell me why.
Number one, I'm kind of tired of it.
Okay.
It won't grow. It just won't grow symmetrical. It's like, I can't. It grows long, and it grows long for a while, good, and it grows all the same.
Yeah.
And then it just starts to grow into, wow, Jimmy Wan's probably almost, is he almost 40? Now I'm thinking, because my brother graduated in 2000, and I think he's like 2 years older. I thought he was younger. Hell, he's probably like 38. Anyway, so my beard grows, man, I'm getting old. You know you're getting old when you forget how old everyone is. Because everyone will always be in relation to when you graduated high school.
Yes.
Like, oh, he's younger than me a couple years. Oh, a kid's 16 years old. He's like 46. Anyway, so my beard grows symmetrical till it gets to a point, and mm-hmm. I've reached that point. to now, like, the left side of it grows more. My cheeks grow more than my chin. My chin in some spots grows a little gray.
But the color's the same.
Yeah, it grows a little red.
But that's all right. It's not getting taken over by red or real red or white. You don't want any of that, the grays. It looks fine. Any pushback from kids? They say, Daddy.
No, they love it.
Well, then.
My wife loves it. Although my wife said to me, she goes, why don't you go to that place in Lawrenceville? The beard place in Lawrenceville. Why don't you go there on Saturday and get like a trim and whatever. And Mr. Groomer, or Mr. Grooming or whatever. And I said, yeah, you know, maybe. But then I like places like that. I love it. Like they got like, you know, the guys with the straight razors and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
And I generally have found now that's one part of the hipster community you wanna roll with. Like, the more tattoos, the more squiggly mustaches and stuff, the people who ride their bike to work, they do great on that. That's what you.
Absolutely.
That's who you want. I hate the stereotype. Find those people. They do great work like that. So anyway, I was like, I don't know, though. I mean, it's not expensive. Like, I got the money to spend on that. It's like the time. It's driving down there. And do I just want to have a really good looking. Here's the point. Do I want to have a really good looking beard? Because they'll give me a really good looking beard. Or do I just want to have no facial hair right now?
Why do you want to have no facial hair?
Because I don't want to have to keep up with my really good looking beard. That's why. Because it's inevitable. You know what I wish I could do? And I think a lot of people wish this who have beards. I wish I could go to that Mr. Groomer, Mr. Grooming, whatever. My buddy Billy White goes there. It's right up the street from his house. I wish I could go there and have them do it and then them be like, freeze it, like Caulfield. Freeze it right there. And just have it be like that for give me a year if I could decide if it'd be like that forever.
How long does it take to get back to where you are now?
See, a month.
Okay.
But it goes. I wish I could call God as I put my hand up in the air. I wish I could call God and be like, listen, I'll make you a deal. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll cut back drinking on Saturdays or something, or maybe I won't swear. Can you do this? Can you, when my beard grows, can you just make it freeze at a certain point to where it won't grow anymore? Mm. But then it won't fall out either. It'll just stay like that. Also, my hair. I'm okay with being bald. I hate shaving it all the time. I'm fine. Just make it never grow back. Make it never grow back. It's just the pain in the backside. Mm. So that's where I am with it. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Golden razor.
It makes plenty of sense. It's just people will kill to have that beard, though.
It's a big beard, but it's not symmetrical anymore. It's just, is it looking ratty, Producer Matt? Like, it's looking pretty ratty, isn't it?
No.
Yeah.
I'd say ratty.
But they make it look tight. I mean, I look like, I get
you
a beard.
You don't want that, though. You don't want it tight. It's better. That's where you're at right now. I like it. Don't shave it all off.
I mean, I want mine to look
then you're
going to
keep it that way? When you shave it all off, you'd rather keep it that way because you're still going to have to do some maintenance.
I don't know. You know what? You're right. What I might do is shave it all off and then let it grow for the playoffs if the Penguins make it.
Mm.
I might get a Beijing. What if I do that? If I get a Beijing, you know.
Does it hurt?
No. It's like painted on hair like Jerome Bettis has. If I get a, you know he got one. What are you looking at, Producer Matt? Like, you know Jerome got a Beijing. That maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll get a Beijing, get one of those. You know, some dudes got that. Maybe I don't know if they do that at Mr. Groomer, but
there's more maintenance though in shaving it all.
You think so?
I'd rather just let it go now. Keep it the
all
way
right.
it is.
Well, now here's what I'm gonna
trim
do.
Trim it.
I'm looking at the people. Maybe I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna try to make an appointment then for Mr. I'm gonna text Billy White right now. Find out he's got a guy down there that he always goes to. I forget if it's this. I think it's this dude, Zach. And I'm going to try to see if I can get in there on Saturday and just get them to trim it up nice and make it real tight. Like a real. I might have a beard like Bus. You know, uh-huh. You know, I got that real tight beard.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I'll get one of those going. I would look good with a Beijing. I look like Jimmy Wan.
2 days. But then it's going to go nuts.
See, that's my point. You spend all that money, and it looks like that for 2 days. It's not a lot of money, but I just.
But you're right.
Man. Man. Should I do it?
If I can get that, what you have, I would try that. It's impossible for me to get any length.
A big, long beard?
Yeah, it's impossible.
See, mine is like, I comb my beard. I mean, you get, listen.
Yeah, no, you can hear that.
I'm combing it with my hands.
There's some meat on that bone.
Oh, man.
I can't.
No, I'm not getting any blowback that you asked, though. It's not like not my wife or anything. It's just.
What if you took it off? Would that freak him out?
Oh, I'd look really different if I took it off.
Mm-hmm.
I would sort of look like I don't know. It'd look dumb. I gotta have a beard. You hear that? It's my beard. Anyway, what a pre-show. Fan morning show pre-show. See now, this is the kind of thing. After you have kids, you get a little older. I've grown to have anxiety. Now I have anxiety over this. What am I going to do on Saturday? Because my kids have to go to a birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
My wife says, just take the day to yourself. Do what you want to do on Saturday. I have to go buy a dishwasher because ours works just fine, but I don't like it. So I'm going to go buy a dishwasher.
Time out.
No, because it loads. We used to have one that was a drawer dishwasher.
Okay.
This Fisher Paykel, it's called.
All right.
It's an Australian company. And it loads. You pull it out like a drawer.
Mm-hmm.
Much easier to load and unload. Plus, there's two drawers, so you don't have to wait for it to be a gazillion times full to run it.
Got it.
So I like that one, but it was at the old house, and the people who bought the old house were like, I really want to have this dishwasher. And we're like, nah, come on. And they're like, yep, we got to have this dishwasher. So when we built this new house, it came with a old standard, like, fold-down one. I've hated it since we moved in. So finally last week, I'm like, you know what? I hate this dishwasher.
Okay, good for you then.
I hate it. I'm buying the one we had at the old house that's just Fisher Paykel or something that they have at Lowe's. And it's two drawers. And it does it in like half the time, too. This one, you look up at the thing on it, it's like 106 minutes. I don't have 106 minutes to wash dishes. I don't want to wait.
No.
This does it. They have one cycle. It's in like 35 minutes. Bam.
Bang.
So I want to go buy that, and I want to do
the beard.
My beard. Yeah. So, I don't know.
Good Saturday.
Yeah, mix in a beer, and we're good. Yeah. You think I should get it trimmed?
Trim it up.
Just trim it up.
Yeah, people will kill for that beard.
When I trim it, I don't do it right, so that's why I'm going to go see. Okay. All right. I'm going to get this Beijing done, too. All right, fan morning show pre-show. We'll talk to Colony when he gets in here. He's in a real weird mood today, so be prepared, but he does have shorts on.
Well, so he promised.
Yeah, he did.
He predicted it.
He did predict that, and we'll talk Penn's top of the hour.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.